The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
Oh yeah, David Trainer in the house with us now to help us take a journey looking for trouble, finding it, and then steering you clear of it. And how does he do that? Well, at New Constructs, they evaluate securities from the bottom up, starting at the footnotes level, and they evaluate them on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. Now, what is something that is dangerous? Typically, it's something that when you analyze it from the top down, it looks attractive. But when David and his crew look at it, not so much. They find that the numbers and the situation are misleading. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at newconstructs. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
The Ivy Small Cap Value Fund.
Danger, danger.
Okay, Ivy Small Cap Value. It's IYSAX for the A shares. And I know you're not share specific, so it's the B shares, which would be IYSBX and on. But it's interesting to me, David, because this is a fund that for most people, the surface level looks okay. Why do I say that? Well, Morningstar gives Ivy Small Cap Value 4 stars. It does say that the expense level is high and there's a sales charge to boot, which you got to be willing to pay. But it's at least saying, hey, it's not a bad fund. You're saying it is a bad fund. Why?
Well, you're right. Morningstar 4 and 5 stars. But what we find is that when you compare this fund to the benchmark, and we think at the end of the day, you know, to be in a mutual fund, you need to be able to justify why you're not in a benchmark, or, you know, there's got to be some benefit to active management. The benefit of active management is better stock selection. That's the only benefit there should be. And we find that the stock selection is worse than the benchmark. Compared to the benchmark, Ivy Small Cap Value Fund allocates 50% of its portfolio to dangerous or worse rated stocks when the benchmark or the iShares Russell 2000 value only allocates 45%. iShares Russell 2000 Value ETF also allocates more to attractive or better rated stocks, 10% versus only 3% for Ivy Small Cap Value. So these portfolio managers are getting paid and they're putting more capital in the bad stocks and less capital in the good stocks, which means they're less likely to outperform. On the expense side, it's even worse. When you take into account the full cost of being in this fund, and it's not just about the expense ratio. You got to look at that front end load of 5.75, and I know it's different for all shares, but we don't like any of the shares of the Ivy Value Small Cap Fund. But you take into account the cost of the front end load, you've got a pretty high expense ratio at 1.8%. You got to add another 70 basis points a year over 3 years when it comes to how much turnover there is.
Because right? This is a fund that although it doesn't always have high turnover, it's been particularly high of late. It was over 100% last year. It's already beyond 100% this year.
And that costs shareholders. Nobody talks about that. That comes out of shareholders' pockets. When we put all these numbers together, the average total annual cost for 3 years, holding this fund for 3 years, is 4.95%. For the benchmark, it's 0.28%. So in order for this to be a good fund, the A shares have to outperform by 4.45% a year, just to break even, which is a ridiculous amount, right? Who beats the benchmark more than one or two years in a row? And usually you never beat it by that much. But anyway, you get the point. It's big, big hurdle there. On top of that, again, we're seeing the fund in bad, lower quality stocks as well.
This is a stock that has been a bit feast and famine. in terms of, if you look back at the last five or so years, you had 2011 when the fund was well down and the average small value fund was down about 9%, and this fund was down like 13.5%, which is, you know, more than 50% worse than the average small value fund. But you've then had a couple of years where it has done significantly better than the average small value fund. Is that part of the onus on management? Like, when you see a fund, okay, they've been able to achieve their mission, and over the last couple of years, they've been above average in the category, well above average, according to Morningstar, but you're taking on all that extra risk with the more dangerous stocks, the fewer attractive stocks, and that's how and why they have performance that's not necessarily in keeping with the peer group?
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, I've talked offline a lot about sort of the investment environment for the last 10 or 15 years. And look, having been on Wall Street since the mid-90s, I can tell you technical analysis has never played a larger role. People don't pay attention to cash flow. It's been more about momentum and being in stocks that are popular. And that has worked over the near term, over the short term for the Ivy guys. Is it going to work over the long term? No, it never does. We know that over the long term, the market is more a weighing machine than a voting machine. And the problem is you don't know when the music's going to stop, right? When oil was at 100, it was there for so long, people thought it was the new normal. Then all of a sudden we wake up one day and it's down below 40. We've seen the same thing happen with all the other commodities. We've seen the same thing happen in the stock market. At the end of the day, the only thing that investors can really put their head on their pillow at night and know that they've done the right job is if they have both good fundamentals and technicals. But most important, fundamentals. Because if you got cash flow and you got cheap valuation, you've got good risk reward, well, then you know you've done the best you can do. If you want to play the technical game, you never know when the cash flows are going to catch up with the technical. And when they do, cash flows always win. Because at the end of the day, cash is the only thing that can pay the bill.
Well, and ultimately, it's probably why you can look at this fund and go, hey, the short-term record looks good and above average, but the longest term, the long time frames, that's where the fund is suffering. It's Ivy Small Cap Value, the Danger Zone pick this week, IYSAX for the A shares, and then different tickers for the B, C, and the rest, but they're all in the Danger Zone. David Trainer, thanks so much for joining me on the show.
Always enjoy it, Chuck. Thank you.
David Trainer is the president at New Constructs. For more information, go to newconstructs.com. Follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. Well, we just mentioned how this fund was rated by Morningstar. Well, up next, Morningstar's Ben Johnson, their director of ETF research, will be here for the Money Life Market Call. Stay tuned.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.